Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Lalita Vishakha Jaya Radhe Shyam Prabhuram. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya
Jaya Jaya Jaya Jaya Jaya Jaya Jaya Jaya Jaya Jaya Jaya Jaya Jaya Jaya Jaya Jaya Jaya Jaya जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतवर्षी श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतवर्षी श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव भक्तवृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। राधा कृष्ण गोपी गोपीनाथ राधा कुंड श्यामा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथ परिधाम की जय। गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय। श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय। ललिता विशाखा राधा श्याम सुंदर की जय। श्री गौर निताय की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। वृंदा देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय। समवेत वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू आश्रम लिव डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरी टू आश्रम लिव डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरी टू आश्रम लिव डिवोटीज। श्री गुरु श्री गौरंग हरे कृष्ण। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद भागवतम 10th कांटो चैप्टर 33 दी रासोडेंस टुडे द कंक्लूडिंग वर्स टेक्स्ट 39 विक्रीडितम ब्रजवधूभिर् इदं च विष्णुः सद् धान्वित अनुसृणयात् अथ वर्णयेत् यः भक्तिं परां भगवति प्रतिलभ्य कामं हृद्रोगम् आसु अपहिनोति अचिरेण धीरः विक्रीडितं व्रजवधूभिरिदं च विष्णो श्रद्धानितनुश्रुयात् अथ वर्णयेद्यः भक्तिं परां भगवति प्रतिलभ्य कामम् हृद्रोगम् आसु अपहिनोति अचिरेण धीर विक्रीडितं व्रजवधूभिरिदं च विष्णो श्रद्धान्वितानुश्रुयात् अथ वर्णयेद्यः भक्तिं परां भगवति प्रतिलभ्य कामम् हृद्रोगम् आसु अपहिनोति अचिरेण धीर विक्रीडितं व्रजवधूभिरिदं च विष्णो श्रद्धान्वितः अनुशृणुयात् अथ वर्णयेद्यः भक्तिं परां भगवति प्रतिलभ्य कामम् हृद्रोगम् आसु अपहिनोति अचिरेण धीर व्रजवधूभिरिदं च विष्णो
ಅಚಿರೇಣ
ಧೂಭಿರಂ ಚ ವಿಷ್ಣು वैष्णवीस पंच विष्णु वर्ड मीनिंग विक्रीडितम द स्पॉटिंग ब्रजवधू भी विद द यंग वुमेन्स ऑफ वृंदावन इदम दिस च एंड विष्णु बाय लॉर्ड विष्णु श्रद्धान्वितः फेथफुली अनुश्नुयात हियर्स अथ और वर्णयेत डेस्क्राइब्स यह हु भक्तिम डिवोशनल सर्विस पराम ट्रांसेंडेंटल भगवती अंटू द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड प्रतिलभ्य ऑब्टेनिंग कामम मेटेरियल लस्ट हृत इन द हार्ट रोगम द डिजीज आसु क्विकली अपहिनोती ही ड्राइव्स अवे अचिरेण विदाउट डिले धीरः सोबर ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्पोट बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन एनीवन हु फेथफुली हियर्स और डिस्क्राइब्स द लॉर्ड्स प्लेफुल अफेयर्स विद द यंग गोपीज ऑफ वृंदावन will attend the Lord's pure devotional service. Thus, he will quickly become sober and conquer lust, the disease of the heart. Please repeat, anyone who faithfully hears or describes the Lord's playful affairs with the young gopis of Vrindavan will attend the Lord's pure devotional service. Thus, he will quickly become sober and conquer lust, the disease of the heart. Purport. The extraordinary power of Lord Krishna's conjugal pastimes is clearly revealed here. Qualitatively, the Lord's spiritual loving pastimes are the diametric opposite of material lusty affairs. So much so that simply by hearing about the Lord's pastimes, a devotee conquers sex desire. By reading pornographic literature or hearing about material romance, we certainly do not conquer sex desire, but rather increase our lust. But hearing or reading about the Lord's conjugal affairs has exactly the opposite effect, because they are of the opposite nature. Being purely spiritual, therefore, it is by the causeless mercy of the Lord Krishna that he exhibits his rasa-lila within this world. If we become attached to this narration, we will experience the bliss of spiritual love and thus reject the perverted reflection of that love, which is called lust. As nicely put by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 2:59, Param Drushtva Nivartate, once having directly experienced the Supreme, one will not return to the material pleasure. Thus end the purport of humble servants of divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to the 10th canto, 33rd chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Rasa Dance. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Sailakaya Chakhirunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitanscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Vikriditam Rajabadhu Viridam Chavishnu Saddhanvita Anusunayat Athavannayetyah Bhaktiṃ parāṁ bhagavati pratilabhya kāmam hridrogamāsu apahinoti acirena dhīram Anyone who faithfully hears or describes the Lord's playful affairs with the young gopis of Vrindavan will attend the Lord's pure devotional service. Thus he will quickly become sober and conquer lust, the disease of the heart. So in this connection, we could see how Prabhupada explained it very nicely in 32nd chapter of Krishna book, description of rasa dance. Sukhdev Goswami concludes this chapter, this episode of rasa lila, by pointing out that if a person hears from the right source of the pastimes of Krishna, who is Vishnu himself, and the gopis who are expansions of his energy, then he will be relieved from the most dangerous type of disease, namely lust. If one actually hears rasalila, he will become completely freed from the lust desire of sex life and elevated to the highest level of spiritual understanding. Generally, because they hear from Mayavadis and they themselves are Mayavadis, people become more and more implicated in sex life. The conditioned soul should hear the rasalila dance from the authorized spiritual master and be trained by him so that he can understand the whole situation. Thus, one can be elevated to the highest standard of spiritual life. Otherwise, one will be implicated. Material lust is kind of heart disease. And to cure the material heart disease of the conditioned soul, it is recommended that one should hear, but not from the impersonalist rascals. If one hears from the right source, with right understanding, then his situation will be different. Sukadeva Goswami has used the word sadhanita for one who is trained in the spiritual life. Saddha or faith is the beginning. One who has developed his faith in Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Spirit Soul, can both describe and hear. Sukadeva also used the word anusrunuyat. One must hear from disciplic succession. Anu means following, and anu means also always. So one must always follow the disciplic succession and not hear from any stray professional reciter, mayavadi or ordinary man. Anusrunuyat means that one must hear from an authorized person who is in the disciplic succession and is always engaged in Krishna consciousness. When a person wants to hear in this way, then the effect will be sure. By hearing Rasalila, one will be elevated to the highest position of spiritual life. Sukadeva Goswami uses two specific words, bhaktim and param. Bhaktim, param means execution of devotional service above the neophyte stage. Those who are simply attached to temple worship but do not know the philosophy of bhakti are in the neophyte stage. That sort of bhakti is not the perfectional stage. The perfectional stage of bhakti or devotional service is completely free from material contamination. The most dangerous aspect of contamination is lust or sex life. Bhaktim Param, devotional service, is so potent that the more one advances in this line, the more he loses his attraction for material life. One who is actually deriving benefit from hearing Rasalila dance surely achieves the transcendental position. He surely loses all traces of lust in his heart. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur points out that according to Bhagavad Gita, the Brahma day and Brahma night are periods of solar years expanding to 43 lakh multiplied by 1,000 according to the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. The Rasalila dance was performed during the long period of Brahma's night. But the gopis could not understand that. In order to fulfill their desire, Krishna extended the night to cover such a great period of time. One may ask, how is this possible? And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur reminds us that that Krishna, although bound by small rope, could show his mother the whole universe within his mouth. How was this possible? The answer is that he can do anything for the pleasure of his devotees. Similarly, because the gopis wanted to enjoy Krishna, they were given the opportunity to associate with him for a long period. This was done according to his promise. When Krishna stole the garments of the gopis while they were taking bath at Chirghat on Jamuna, Krishna promised to fulfill their desires in some future night. In one night, therefore, they enjoyed the company of Krishna as their beloved husband. But that night was not an ordinary night. It was a night of Brahma and lasted millions and millions of years. Everything is possible for Krishna, for he is the supreme controller. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 32nd chapter of Krishna, the description of rasa dance. So, and we'll see here two points specifically. Prabhupada telling, must hear from proper source. And another is Shraddha. One must hear with faith, he must have full faith, and that described in Srimad Bhagavatam. And when it is explained by a Acharya like Srila Prabhupada, who came in proper parampara. Evam parampara praptam imang rajasayo vidhu. Like parampara, must hear from parampara and another with full faith. Then one can achieve pure love, get the same points. The other acharyas also, we see Sridhar Swami is commented in this verse. Brahma ratre brahma muhurte upadrute prapte bhagavatah kama vijaya rupa rasa kreda sabanade kama vijaya meva phala maham brajabadhu saha vishnu vikriditam achirena dhira sadhya hrudrogah asu apahonati parityajati. We see Sridhar Swami, the first commentator of Srimad, the first authorized commentator of Srimad Bhagavatam, he also telling the same thing Prabhupada wrote. The night, the residence was, it was night of Brahma, millions of years. And this is a pastimes of Bhagavata Kama Vijaya Rupa. That means Krishna's conquer over Kama Dev, his Madana Mohana. This is practical proof that he is Madana Mohana. His pastimes with the young gopis, playful pastimes with the young gopis of Vrindavan. That is, Sridhar Swami is telling that is Bhagavata Kama Vijaya Rupa Rasa Kreda Savanad. If anyone hears about these pastimes, Kama Vijaya, then he definitely become himself also conqueror of her lust. Kama Vijaya Meva Phalamaha. So, Vishnu Vikriditam Brajabadhu Sahita Amarana Dhira. If someone hears these pastimes, that is Krishna's pastimes with these gopis of Vrindavan, then he definitely become Dhira, means very sober person. And he will conquer Hrudrogam. Hrudrogam Asu Apahonati, it will disappear. Parityajati, forever. He will never again have this desire, material desire for lust. You see same things. Jiva Goswami is telling, Bhajate Tadrishi Krida Yang Sutva Tatpara Bhavet. That is this 37 verse. So, Itiktva Vishesha Ayang Hrudroga Antakarana Malinasya Achirena Tatkhyanat Evan Dhira. Tatkhyanat. He's telling, if someone hears these pastimes, that Krishna's pastime with these young gopis, then antakarana malinesa achirena tatkhyanat. Tatkhyanat eva dhira. He become definitely sober person. If he'll hear it attentively, he not only become dhira, he dhira pandita vichakhyana. He become dhira and he'll be very learned person. So, iti artha. So, idang rahasyam dhira yo bhavati sa sadhanita sa sunuyat varnayat kirtayat swatah asakta tada swapathenapi varnayat sugamam. So, that's why if someone want to be a sober person, have to conquer our lust, he must hear this playful pastimes of Krishna with gopis. That is recommended by Jiva Goswami Krama Sandarbha. You can see what Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, that is Prabhupada wrote mostly from Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's purport. He also telling same thing Prabhupada told. Hrudroga Kamadi Dosam Etam Gopi Bhi Saha Sakhalu Vilaswahi Sadhana Antaranapi Duskarang Hrudayam Sodhanam Karoti Iti Rahasyam. By Sadhana Bhakti or in Vidhi Bhakti, it is very difficult to conquer lust. It is not so easy, but it is duskarang. But if he hear these pastimes, rasa panchayat, that is this playful pastimes of Krishna with the gopis, then hrudaya sodhanang. Hrudaya sodhanang karoti iti rahasyam. This is rahasya, means this is very wonderful that how it is happened. No one, but it is fact that if you hear attentively with faith from the disciplic succession, from parampara, that is the 2 point we can see. All these acharyas, they are picking these 2 points main. You must hear with full faith and hear in parampara and with full faith. People have that, but you should not hear from the Mayavadis. Prabhupada gave it strong. Rascals, Mayavadis, you should not hear from the non-devotees, from Mayavadis, and from Mayavadi Bhashya, who sunile hai Sarvanas. We see Prabhupada also gave one letter to Hayagri Prabhu. I don't know. That Prabhupada's writing, he was disturbed by lusty desires coming to his mind again and again. So Prabhupada wrote to him in 68, April 1968, that you must read Krishna book, or specifically these five chapters of Krishna, playful pastimes of the gopis. Again and again, you read this pastime, then your lust will disappear. This is a practical demonstration that Prabhupada also gave advice to his disciples. And Sanatana Goswami is telling, Abhaistamba Mukhad Girnam Puta Hari Kathamritam Sravanam Naiva Kartavyam Sarupa Uchista Jatha Payo. Just like milk is also very nectarian, it is like nectar. But if a snake touches the milk, his mouth, put his mouth in milk and suck some milk, then goes away, then that whole milk become poisonous. If anyone drink that milk, definitely you will die. Similarly, this Krishna's pastimes of the gopis, the Rasa Lila pastimes, they are definitely nectarian. But if some peoples, the Mayavadis or the Sunyavadis, those who are materialistic peoples, they read these things, then they will misinterpret it. They think Krishna is a simple human being. They compare with Krishna with human beings. Krishna is a human-like form, but he is not human. Krishna rajateka khela tara madhye naralila narabapu tahara swarupa. So he said, no, this is like human-like pastimes, but Krishna is not a human being. So he is a supreme personality of Godhead. Even the materialist people, those who are criticizing Krishna, his pastimes with gopis, they did not know when Krishna was dancing with these gopis in material sense, what was his age in Braja. He was only 8 years old boy. Seven years he lifted Govardhan Hill. And when he was dancing with gopis, he was only eight or nine years old boy. He only stayed nearly 11 years in Braja, then he went to Mathura. So that's why Prabhupada is recommending that, or Acharya is recommending that we should not hear from the non-devotees. Main thing, we'll hear these explanations given by professional reciters. Then Abhaishnava, those who are not Abhaishnava. Abhaishnava Mukhad Girna Puta Hari Kathamitam Sravanam Naiva Kartavyam. Sanatana Goswami giving me warning. Sravanam Naiva Kartavyam Sarpa Uchishta Jatha Apayo. Just like snake tossed milk, then it contaminated it. Similarly, the professional reciters, the Mayavadis, those who are not devotees, non-devotees, when they read these chapters, they simply contaminated it. One should not hear from them. One must hear from proper source in parampara and with full faith. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave also warning. Mayavadi bhashya sunile hai sarvanath. A sarvanas. If you hear from Mayavadi, then it will destroy it. So Bhagavata also telling, Srunotam Sakatha Krishna Purnya Sabana Kirtana हृदि अंतस्थ ही अभद्राणी विधोनोति श्रोत सता। इसलिए भागवत में सोटे नहीं है, सुनोतम सो कथा कृष्ण, दिस इज कृष्ण कथा, दिस इज टॉपमोस्ट कृष्ण कथा, दैट इज डीलिंग्स ऑफ कृष्ण विद द गोपीस। इफ यू हियर सुनोतम सो कथा कृष्ण, दिस इज द श्रवण, दिस इज श्रवण कीर्तन, दिस इज द मैटर ऑफ श्रवण कीर्तन, पुण्य, दिस इज द रियल पुण्य कर्म। पीपल्स आर डूइंग सो मेनी पुण्य कर्मज इन कर्मकांड अराउंड दिस, बट दिस इज बाय हियरिंग, बाय रीडिंग एंड हियरिंग श्रीमद भागवत एंड एक्सप्लेनिंग। सो श्रोणोतम सकथा कृष्ण पुण्य श्रवण कीर्तन हृदय अंतस्थी अभद्राणी विधुनोति सुहृत्सता। सो यू मस्ट नॉट हैव डाउट whether we are reading this, we are reading so many times, but we don't have faith to that level. आदो ने श्रद्धावान जन है भक्ति अधिकारी, हु बिकम ए परफेक्ट कैंडिडेट कैन अचीव प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस हु हैज कंप्लीट फेथ। श्रद्धावान जन है भक्ति अधिकारी, उत्तम मध्यम कनिष्ठ श्रद्धा अनुसरी, इवन द डिवोटीज लेवल ऑफ हिज डिवोशनल सर्विस कैन बी मेजर्ड विथ हिज श्रद्धा। श्रद्धा इन थ्री टाइप्स, कोमल श्रद्धा, कनिष्ठ श्रद्धा, मध्यम श्रद्धा एंड उत्तम श्रद्धा। जहाँ कोमल श्रद्धा से कनिष्ठ जन, ए कनिष्ठ वैष्णव ही हैज कोमल श्रद्धा, ही हैज फेथ बट इज नॉट सो स्ट्रांग, समटाइम्स ही बिलीव समटाइम्स दे डाउट। देन द सेकेंड क्लास श्रद्धा दैट इज मध्यम श्रद्धा, मध्यम श्रद्धा इज ए मध्यम अधिकारी, he is full faith on the words of shastra, but he did not know all the shastric arguments to prove his faith. But a uttam adhikari, he could prove everything, he is so full faith and also he knows all the shastras in detail, can explain everything. So similarly faith also in three categories, कनिष्ठ मध्यम उत्तम, ये उत्तम फेथ, वन मस्ट ए फार्म फेथ इन दिस टॉपिक दैट यस डेफिनेटली आई विल अचीव लव ऑफ गॉड हेड इफ आई रीड अगेन एंड इफ आई हियर दिस पास्ट टाइम्स विथ फुल फेथ। इफ समवन हैज नो फेथ देन यू विल नॉट अचीव एनीथिंग। सो टू थिंग्स हियर, हियर फेथफुली बट फ्रॉम प्रॉपर परंपरा, फ्रॉम प्रॉपर अथॉरिटी। That's why Prabhupada gives again and again importance on this. He just read Prabhupada's books. This is authentic. He is a pure devotee in Parampara Acharya. He is Acharya. So by reading Prabhupada's books, we can also conquer lust. Otherwise, if you read wherever you like, I read so many things, so I want to acquire knowledge. You may become very knowledgeable, but you cannot conquer lust. We cannot conquer our enemy, the topmost enemy. Ehi Satru Mahavaho Kamarupa Sudushkaram. Krishna is telling, third chapter Gita. He's telling, Ehi Satru, this is your enemy. You recognize your enemy. This is your enemy. Ehi Satru Mahavaho Kamarupa Sudushkaram. This is lust. This is the unavoidable enemy, but here is the remedy is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. And this five chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, Krishna's pastimes, playful pastimes of the gopis, and with faith, if one hear this pastime with firm faith, he'll hear these pastimes again and again. By simply reading the verses, we cannot understand anything. Prabhupada, that's why he gave Krishna book before he writing it. But Krishna, what is Krishna book? Krishna book is the same. Krishna's pastime that is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada gave very nice purport. Master, he told Anu Srunati. He is Anu Srunati. Srunati means hearing, but Anu means you have to follow the parampara. But here translation Anu Srunati is it giving this just hearing. But Prabhupada telling hearing Anu Srunati. Anu means following. Must follow the parampara. Otherwise, you know, achieve your goal. But here from parampara, in proper parampara, then we can achieve our goal. Must have firm faith. Unless one has faith, we have no question of getting the result. Even Prabhupada used to tell some stories like this Govardhan's pastimes. A thief. He was a thief. But he is innocent. He is not a Mayavadi or he is not a non-devote. Like, he is a thief. His father told him to Govardhan when he was dying, Govardhan, this is our family tradition. His son was, his father was stealing, then his son was stealing, then his son is, by stealing and robbing things, we maintain our family. But one thing, you should not hear Krishna Katha. If anywhere you see people are talking about Krishna, or Bhagavatam is reading Bhagavatam, should run away from that place. Don't listen. If you listen, then everything will destroy. You cannot do again our job, plundering others. So this one day, this Govardhan was walking and he was planning to rob somewhere, to steal somewhere. But he saw, he was a little misminded. He was planning, how can I enter this house, how can I think. So, but suddenly he saw that just inside there is a big pendle and so many people are there. Bhagavatam is there. But he little words that here, the speaker was telling about a small child. Small child, he was only maybe 2.5 years or 3 years old. And he has so many ornaments in his whole body. His mother decorated him so many, and I cost so money, and so many ornaments, diamonds, gold, all these things. He told, what is this? What is wrong with this? My father told him not, but what is this? It is some talk about, about wealth, some money. I will get some ornaments, and it is with a small boy. But he hearing is full faith. That yes, there is a small boy, and he has so many ornaments in his body. He has full faith on the speaker's explanation. Then he was sitting there, they started sitting. And hear all these things. After the katha was finished, everyone leave. But this thief was not going. Speaker was thinking, a thief saw. I have got so many dakshina, so many donations. He may rob me now steal everything from me. Thief went to him. He told, no, don't fear. I don't want to steal you. But you have to give me the address of that boy. You are explaining in your class, a 3-year-old boy and so many ornaments his mother putting in his body. Give me his address. So the Pandit, he understood. Okay. Krishna, now you have to and you have to deal with this thief. If I will not give your address, then he will steal everything from me. The thief also gives some money with him, with gold coin, as dakshina to the priest. Then he wrote everything in detail. What is the name? The name is Kanhaiya. Mother calling, Kanhaiya, Kanhaiya, Kanhaiya. What is good name? Full name. He told Shyama Sundar. Shyama Sundar Kanhaiya Lal. You remember? Where is he? He is in Gokul, Vrindavan. Vrindavan, Gokul, Vrindavan, this area is in bank of Jamuna. In Mathura district, UP, Uttar Pradesh, you go there. And those days it was full of forest. He was from Rajasthan, and searching everywhere. He was calling. He has full faith on this Bhagavad speakers. So you are calling. Kanhaiya, Kanhaiya, Shyama Sundar, Shyama Sundar, because chanting names. This is like Abhas names, it's chanting, chanting, he got attached to this name. This name is chanting, many days passed him, he forgot eating, sleeping, all these things, chanting, searching. Finally, Krishna could not remain. he one day manifested in front of his small boy as this speaker was explained. And he told, "Oh, Krishna, oh, Kanhaiya, you Shyam Sundar, please, you have so many ornaments. Give me your your crown. Give me this." Krishna told, "No, I don't want to give anything. Because my mother decorated me in a nice way. Why shall I give you?" "Okay. Oh, I forget to bring. The Panditji told that you should take some makhan, taja makhan and misri. Kanhaiya likes to eat." He told, "Okay, tomorrow I will come again." "Okay." Then he come, buy some makhan and from misri, from Mathura. Then next day, again he shouted, "Kanhaiya." Krishna appeared, then he gave him makhan, misri. When Krishna was eating, he told, "Give me your gal, now give me your..." Anyhow, Krishna not telling anything, so he took everything. Crown, took the necklace, took all these, his bangles and everything, whatever, his uncle belt, everything. Then finally, he saw, after taking this to Krishna, "Oh, not looking nice. When this ornaments in Krishna's body, it was very nice." Then he himself in his own hand, again putting the ornaments to Krishna, giving crown, everything. Then thinking, why I came to steal everything? What I am doing? Why I am giving again? Then he again taking again, like this, many times. He was putting on Krishna, decorating Krishna, again taking back, again decorating. And finally, one time when he decorated Krishna, then Krishna disappeared. Then he became he was completely mad, chanting, saying, "So nice boy. Kanhaiya, Kanhaiya, Krishna, Shyama Sundar." And after some time, he became a pure devotee. Prabhupada described. If you hear faithfully, you must hear with full faith and from the proper source. These are the two things. Rasa tense, if you will hear it from proper source, with full faith, then this rudrogo kama apohanoti, it will go away. You should not have any doubt. Okay, 2-3 minutes, any question or comment? Any question or comment? Okay. Vaikuntha.
I heard this teacher after he saw Krishna not so nice, then he said better to put the ornamented to back to Krishna. But he did it this time, which when Krishna went back to his medicine, who dressed you like this? Not so wonderful. You should tell this person.
Maybe
your
body also.
Then this person was
doing directly
said
that
this thing. Very
interesting. Okay.
Hare
Krishna. Okay, if there is no comment, so we'll stop here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Itai Gaur Premanandi.